Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Dr. Nina Show with Dr. Nina Savelle Rocklin, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey there, welcome to The Dr. Nina Show here on LA Talk Radio. I am your host, Dr. Nina Savelle Rocklin, and I am here to help you stop counting calories, stop counting carbs, stop counting fat grams, stop dieting, so you can easily get to a healthy weight and get on with your life. That is my goal for you. I want you to wake up and think about your day, not your diet. So happy new year, everyone. Happy 2021. I am so glad to be here with you. And because half my house has no electricity, if you are watching me on Instagram, you will see that I am in my master bathroom. And no, I am not sitting on a toilet. I'm sitting in front of my jacuzzi tub. But we're making do, but I'm in a little bit of a different place. And that is why improvisation is everything. If you would like to call in and talk with me today, the number here is 323-203-0815. That is 323-203-0815. I would love to hear what is on your mind and what is eating at you, because the real problem with stress eating, binge eating, any kind of emotional eating, the real problem is not food. The real problem is what's eating at you. So I have a question today from Diane, and she says, I have a question that seems to contradict everything I've learned about eating. On the one hand, you hear that you should allow yourself to have whatever you want, whenever you want it. In other words, not to deprive yourself. I understand it's also important to be aware of why you're eating as well. So how does that work if you're hungry and then you have cookies and you eat the cookies because that sounds better than something healthier like a sandwich or a salad? If I ate whatever I wanted, I'd never want to eat healthy because most protein sources don't sound as good as cookies. The bottom line is if I don't deprive myself, I will probably never eat healthy foods. Well, Diane, that is a great question because a lot of times people say, they say, well, if I can eat whatever I want, I'm always going to want cookies and pizza and pasta, and I'm going to want all that good stuff that I haven't let myself have for years or that I struggle with. And that's not the point. The point is to not just have what you want because you want it, because you can't have it. If you say, hey, I am hungry, I want cookies. Well, are you actually eating cookies because you're hungry? Or are you eating cookies to resolve something emotional or angry? Ask yourself, what am I hungry for? And sometimes that will be, she says she doesn't have enough protein. Sometimes that'll be like, I can really use some sushi or some chicken salad or whatever it is. Really tune into what does your body want and need. But if you're always hungry for cookies, then maybe you're not eating for hunger. Maybe you're eating for emotional hunger. And in that case, you want to look at, well, what is eating at you? What is going on those cookies are resolving? Or is it some situation like anticipation of deprivation? Because a lot of people say, oh, well, I can't lose weight and have that. So I can't eat that. So I'm going to eat it now because I really know that then I'm going to have to give it up until I lose however much weight that I want to lose. And that's a setup because the experience of deprivation or the anticipation of deprivation will always make you want something more. Always, always, always. So Diane and anyone who can relate to Diane's question, really want to look at if you weren't focused on cookies, what would be on your mind? What are you distracting yourself from by focusing on cookies? She says if she doesn't deprive herself, she will never eat healthy foods. I would also wonder what do healthy foods get associated with? Because it sounds almost like healthy foods are not that good tasting and cookies are yummy. So if you associate healthy foods, quote unquote healthy foods, with nasty tasting foods or just things you've got to just force yourself to have, then of course you're not going to want to have anything healthy. Who would want to have something that's kind of yucky? A lot of people tell me, they say, I don't know. I went to a restaurant. This was back when we could go to restaurants, and I just went crazy. And that's because they were eating these bland, boring diet foods or clean foods or whatever, that when they got the chance to have something with some flavor in it, of course they couldn't stop eating. So Diane, and anyone who can identify with Diane's question about if you don't deprive yourself, you'll never eat healthy foods, what do you think is healthy? Maybe if you associate something tasty with healthy, you're going to want to eat that too. But if you're always turning to cookies, then that sounds to me anticipation of deprivation or using cookies to resolve something internal. Some kind of comfort, some kind of distraction, something's going on that you're using cookies to resolve. So that is Diane's question. And if anyone has any comments or further questions, if you're on Instagram, feel free to drop a comment below or add anything. And now I just want to briefly talk about this, because one of the things, the questions I get a lot is, well, with this kind of a body acceptance movement, what do I do? Am I just supposed to be like, yeah, I'm good with what I see in the mirror? And then people feel bad because they can't do that. And that then they feel bad and they don't know how to resolve that bad feelings. They end up eating more anyway. So the idea is that you can accept your body and want to change it. You can accept your body and want to change them. It may sound contradictory, but let me just explain. So there are a ton of mixed messages out there. You know, accept yourself at any size, or you're not sexy and attractive at that weight. You should be happy with your weight as it is. You're fine. All people come in all shapes and all sizes, so be happy with you, accept you. You've got to lose weight to be healthier. All these messages. So here is what I think. It is not wrong to lose weight if you're unhappy at your current size. There is nothing wrong with wanting to lose weight if you're not happy with your size. Let me say that. It is not like a model or an influencer. It is about being and feeling healthier. It is about looking like the best version of you. And it is about feeling confident. What is wrong with wanting more energy? What is wrong with wanting to feel just more alive and more zestful? What's wrong with wanting to run up a flight of stairs or walk up a flight of stairs without feeling winded, or wanting to run after your kids or grandkids, or just run or just walk or just do whatever it is? There is nothing wrong with wanting that. There's nothing wrong with not wanting to worry about health issues. Heart disease, joint issues, all of that. There is nothing wrong with wanting to wear cute clothes instead of covering up. There is nothing wrong with any of that. The desire to want to lose weight is not a bad thing. For some reason, this guy is supposed to say that. I'm supposed to say, accept yourself at any size. You should accept yourself. Well, I'm not going to say that, because even if I said that, it wouldn't do any good. You're not accepting yourself. You're not accepting yourself. The desire to lose weight does not make you vain. It doesn't make you shallow. It doesn't mean that you're a victim of diet culture. If you want to look great and be healthy for as long as possible, that is actually a good thing. There is nothing wrong with that. Now, I should say, if you're a person who is into body acceptance and body positive movement, and does accept yourself at whatever weight you are, good for you. But this is not for you. This is for everyone who says, I look in the mirror and I would like to see less of me. So body positivity often says you're supposed to be fine with your body no matter what. And again, that is fine for some people. And if that is you, again, good for you. Love that healthy self-acceptance. But if that is not you, that is okay. That is okay. So that is just what that is just what I want to say about that. And actually, we don't have any callers. Okay, so let me actually expand on that. Let me expand on how do you feel? How do you feel great even if you don't like your weight? For example, recently, Kathy, not her real name, but I'll just call her Kathy. Kathy's husband told her how beautiful that she was looking. And she said, kind of in disbelief, what are you talking about? You know what? What are you talking about? That is crazy. I don't look great. What do you mean? And she went on to list all her flaws. She was like, oh, I have gained 8 pounds during the pandemic. I haven't gotten my hair done in months. Pedicures and manicures are a distant memory. I do not look great. I do not look beautiful. And she felt like a total mess, even though her husband thought she looked hot. So here's the thing. No matter what you weigh or what size you are, you can feel not beautiful. You can feel not good, or you can feel great. You can feel beautiful. Society has made us feel bad about ourselves. Right? If we don't fit into this stereotype of what is appropriate, then there's something wrong with us. We're not good enough. We're not lovable. We're not likable. No one's going to love us. No one's going to want us. But you know what? There are skinny women out there who are getting boob jobs and butt implants. Average size women are putting on Spanx and trying to be fitter. Overweight women just want to be skinny. But it's... Which is so ironic, right? We have thin women getting butt implants so they can be thicker, and other people trying to lose weight. It is a madness. It is a vicious cycle of not being good enough. No matter where you are, you want to change. There's this not being good enough. Now, it is okay to want to change your body. I just want you to be okay with yourself as you work to change your weight. So, without getting tons of cosmetic surgery or wearing Spanx from head to toe or having to cake on makeup or anything like that, there are ways that you can start feeling good about yourself right now, maybe to be healthier, be fitter, even lose weight. And one is to challenge the idea that you're happier if you're skinnier. I know tons of thin women who are insecure and unsatisfied with their lives and their appearance. There are skinny people out there who, you know, are killing themselves to get skinnier. There are beautiful women getting cosmetic surgery. Why aren't they happy? At the end of the day, happiness comes from within. And maybe, you know, you've heard that a million times, but it is so true. You can't, if you don't feel good about yourself on the inside, changing your outside is not going to make you feel different. Think about what makes you feel good, not about looking good. What makes you feel good? Maybe you like reading books or painting. I know loves doing oil. She's really into oils, and she sent me really cool mosquito repellent oils and stress relieving oils. And that's really gotten her mind into something that she loves that she can focus on instead of, I'll be happier when I lose weight. Ultimately, doing something that you love and feeling good is what makes you happy, not what you weigh. So think about what makes you happy and do it. Another thing you could do is wear something cute. Looking good does not have to break your budget. You can have an exchange of clothes who's with a friend who's a similar size, of course, COVID, you know, distant and safe. You can check out an online thrift store like ThredUp or Swap.com. You know, the purpose is ideas on how to look good and then feel good in your clothes, in your body, because body image is an aspect of self-esteem. Self-esteem is the overall feeling you have about yourself as a person, but it shouldn't be everything. Body image should be a part of it. Let's face it. If image didn't matter, if how we look didn't matter, we would all walk around wearing burlap sacks. We'd have dreadlocks. Soon by the time this pandemic is over, I might actually be that person, and we wouldn't put on any makeup, and we would just would never brush our teeth. We just look like something out of, I don't know, Mad Max, which someone told me recently actually took place in 2021. For those of you who remember Mad Max, it took place in 2021. How crazy is that? In other words, just a bunch of scruffy yuck. The point is, people, it is okay to want to look good. It should just not be the complete basis of your self-esteem. And also, sort of along these lines, only wear clothes that fit you well. If your clothes are tight, you're going to feel uncomfortable. You're going to feel big no matter how much you weigh. So only wear what fits you well. Because when you feel comfortable, when things have the right fit, you feel comfortable in your life. And yes, I am taking callers. In fact, feel free to call. The number is, you know, which I somehow have an issue with memorizing the number. Hold on. The number is, where is the number? Okay, I can't find the number to my own show, which I, for some reason, have been unable to remember. Ronan is typing it for me now. It's 323-203-0815. Please join me if you have thoughts on this or anything else. 323-203-0815. When you're comfortable in your clothes, and this sounds so simple, but it's an easy solution, because when your clothes are tight, you're going to feel what? You're going to feel fat. People feel fat when their clothes are tight, but when you, even though fat is not a feeling, right? But when your clothes fit, you feel comfortable in your life. And then when you feel comfortable, you are not going to use food for comfort. Believe you are good enough. Believe your body is good enough. A lot of people don't dress the way they might want to dress or do things because they don't feel good enough.
Dr. Nina. Hi. Hi. It's Jenny.
Hi, Jenny. How are you? It's been a minute. It's good to hear from you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I hope all is going well with you in the new year.
Hey,
I know
it's been
crazy.
I'm here. Yeah. I mean, okay. Listen, half my house has no electricity. Electricians in hazmat suits are soon going to coming into my house, but I'm doing the show from my bathroom. All is well. I pivoted and here we are.
Very creative of you. I like it. We have to think out of the box these days.
And ultimately, I am healthy, and everyone I know is healthy, and that is a good thing. And hopefully people are wearing masks and staying that way. What is going on with you, Jenny?
Well, I was just listening to the beginning of the show and, you know, how you were talking about the struggle to stay thin and how women are, you know, doing all these things to themselves to look beautiful and pretty, and they still don't feel, you know, I don't know, beautiful and pretty after all that work, you know? And I was thinking to myself, I've been skinny most of my life. And I don't mean like super anorexic, you know, like I haven't had an eating disorder in that sense. But I've always tried to be, you know, fit. I shouldn't even say skinny, fit. And I have been, I have noticed lately during the pandemic, because a lot of people are baking and cooking a lot and drinking a lot and, you know, like kind of like hanging out at home. There's been like the COVID, the joke of the COVID 15 or whatever, or the COVID 19 or whatever the joke
is. It keeps going up. And it'll soon be the COVID 20.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know the COVID whatever. And I've been trying to be really healthy through this because, well, obviously, because I want to keep my immune system, you know, well. And I've been trying to still do my yoga and walk and, you know, and eat right and whatever. And although I do, you know, I've called before, I do like to have my cocktail, my rosé at night with dinner. And, you know, who hasn't been eating cookies during the holidays? But a lot of my friends and family, you know, have been saying to me, even like over like Zoom calls or whatever, like, what? Oh, you're so skinny and you should eat more. And they've been like really bugging me that I am too skinny. And it's so irritating. Like when someone says like, oh, eat a hamburger, you know, or you need a sandwich. And I'm like, God, this is just the way I am. And secondly, people are praised for losing weight and getting fit. And I'm getting shamed for staying like healthy and fit. And it's just, I don't know. It just is something that I find very interesting that people have been doing lately. And it's not just one person. It's been like multiple people. And people who are slim actually too. So it's really interesting that they think for some reason I'm too skinny. And I have to explain myself. Like I eat fine. I've actually been eating like crazy. I just am. I'm exercised and I have a fast metabolism. But why do I have to explain that shit to people, you know? Excuse my language.
Well, this is you're sort of on the opposite. And by the way, I keep hearing some noise going on there. I keep hearing noise. Oh, thank you.
It could be my dryer. I just turned my dryer on. Sorry.
Oh, I think that's what it is because everything gets amplified through, but what you're talking about is the flip side of people who get body shamed for weighing what other people think are too much. And the bottom line is your body is nobody's business and you don't need to justify, explain, or any of that. If someone, you know, if someone makes a comment like that, I suggest whether it's someone saying, oh, you're too skinny, or someone saying, oh, you've put on a few pounds to someone else, should always be basically my body, my business. And so instead of explaining or justifying or telling them, no, I eat all the time, just say, oh, you're very, you know, I see your eyes are working, and then change the subject.
Or, you know, that's like, actually a good one.
just say, you know, I'm not talking about my weight today or any day. Appreciate your concern. How are you? Appreciate your concern. What do you think about this? Or I'm not doing I'm not doing body talk. I'm not talking about my weight. And then when people say, oh, but we're just worried about your health, you say, well, I appreciate it, but I am able to take care of myself and I got this. What's going on with you? Deflect. Carly Gash is writing in an Instagram actually saying, Jenny, I hate it too. When I was a teenager, my extended family used to tell me I was too skinny, but I was very comfortable in my weight and liked it. Yes, there's this idea that other people can talk about your body and therefore make it sort of objectify you and make you a thing by commenting on it. You just got to set that boundary, some form of, Yeah. It's really loud, Jenny.
Sorry.
Wherever you are, it's really loud. So that one part of it is, how do you deal with them? The other part of it is, how do you deal with your feelings towards them for making these comments, which might range from mildly aggravated to really upset?
Yeah, I mean, and I sometimes I feel like it's jealousy, and I don't know how to handle that. Like, I don't know. It just makes me not want to communicate with certain people, actually.
And it may well be jealousy, because if someone is jealous of you and then finds fault in you, and then you have to justify yourself. Now they have this kind of power position in which they're making you explain yourself, and that makes them feel good about themselves in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very interesting. Okay, deflect. I'm going to remember that.
Deflect.
I even feel guilty that, like, you know, that I don't, you know, I don't really have to worry so much about, you know, gaining weight as, you know, some of my friends and family do. So I feel guilty about it. And I feel like I have to explain myself. But, you know, in the same sense, I want to say, well, maybe you should eat some kale. Cause like, I'm like vegetarian, vegan. I'm like 90% vegan. So I do eat, you know, differently than a lot of my friends and family do. So, and I think that is also contributes to the fact that I don't, because I have a very low fat diet. And I don't do it for health reasons. I do it for ethical reasons, but I think everyone's just, you know, thinks I sit around and eat kale all day, you know.
That's it.
I'm sorry, go ahead. You would avoid.
Oh, no, that. No, you go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, like, I get irritated and I want to say, well, maybe you should go vegan and then you'll lose some weight. Like, I just get irritated and I want to come back with like a jab. But I stop myself. I don't do that. I just don't, you know, again, I don't know what to say to somebody who's, because it happens more often than I would like it to, honestly. From the same couple people.
Well, it doesn't feel good to be body shamed, whether you're being body shamed for your weight because you're thin or being body shamed for your weight because someone thinks you're too heavy. And the best thing you could do is not engage, especially if it's from the same two people. The best thing you could do is not engage in any discussion with them about that, because you're right. It's probably not, if you've had it, one conversation about it and then they keep bringing it up, it means they're using this as a way of creating something, some kind of feeling better about themselves by finding fault with you. I just have to take a moment. Josh on Instagram said jealousy doesn't make sense. Well, Josh, it's not logical, it's psychological. We are not logical. If we were logical beings, we wouldn't be the contradictory, complex, interesting people that we are. It's not logical. We can't make sense of, just because something makes sense doesn't mean that we say, oh, now I feel differently. You know, it's because there's jealousy comes from somewhere, and it is also a natural human reaction. And jealousy is more benign than envy. Jealousy is, I wish it was as skinny as Jenny is. Envy is more hateful, and it's, I hate Jenny because she's so skinny and I want to bring her down. So if it's these two people who are doing it, you just have to put a stop to it by very lightly saying, I'm not discussing my weight these days. Hey, what do you think about blah, blah, blah. And if they keep bringing it back, you keep saying, yeah, asked and answered, not doing that. What do you think about this? And eventually they'll get the idea and they will leave you alone. And that also goes for anyone who's body shaming anyone for anything, or shaming you, anyone for anything. If they say they don't like your hair, or they say they don't like your weight, your hair, your choices in life, you do not have to justify yourself.
Yes. And that's interesting you say that, because I actually have a couple friends who, I like to change my hair a lot because I'm in the beauty industry. And I have friends that are always like, oh, I liked you better brunette. Oh, I liked you better blonde. Oh, I liked you better. It's interesting. Everyone's got like these opinions that they think I need to hear. I don't need their unsolicited opinion.
No, you don't. And unsolicited is the key. If you said, well, what do you think about my hair now as compared to then you are welcoming their comment. But if someone just says, hey, I liked you better then or now, kind of, it's like when someone loses a lot of weight and people are like, oh my gosh, you look so great. You're so beautiful now, or you look so good now. It's kind of like saying, well, you look so bad before.
Exactly.
It's never like, just let's just put a moratorium on any of those comments about appearance. Someone loses weight. Let's just say, hey, how are you feeling? You feeling healthier? Not, oh, you look this certain way. Wouldn't that be a nice world to live in?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, I will take your advice and I will start deflecting.
Deflect, and you can also use humor. Don't explain, don't justify. So if they say it again, you say, are you having a memory problem? Because we've had the same conversation approximately 5 times. You seem to be having trouble remembering what I said. What's that about? Put it back on them.
Could I say, you're right. I do need to go eat a sandwich. Bye. And hang up on them.
Yes. That would be very amusing. And then they would learn that if they want to have an actual conversation with you, do not mention your weight. What you're picking up on is there's this kind of passive aggressiveness about that.
Totally.
Oh,
yeah,
you totally look this. Oh, we're just worried about you.
Everyone thinks I'm like having a nervous breakdown or something. They're like, oh, you're not eating. Look how skinny you are. I'm like, what are you talking about? I just did yoga and ate so well. Like, it just like irritates me. I think I look so healthy and everyone is telling me I acting like I'm, falling apart at the seams. It's really interesting. I mean, it's all their weird opinion. And if they just asked me how I was doing, I would explain to them that I'm okay, actually.
And actually, that's another way that you can deflect. If they say, oh my God, you're so skinny. Or if they say, oh my gosh, looks like you've been putting on that, you've been putting on the COVID-19, whatever it is, you just give a completely random other answer. Like they say that and you say, wow, did I have a great day yesterday? Oh my gosh, listen to what happened to me yesterday. You just say something inane or having nothing to do with what they are asking you or saying to you. And eventually they'll learn that it's not going to work. I have actually Carly Gash on the other line. So,
yay. All right. Well, thank you. And I'll listen to Carly Gash.
Thank you for calling, Jenny, and Happy New Year again.
Thank you, Nina. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. And hi, Robin on Instagram. Hi, Carly Gash.
Good morning, Dr. Nina. Good to hear you. Hello?
What's going on? Happy New Year, Carly Gash. What's going on?
Oh, Happy New Year. So I guess very little time left. Very quickly, I'll tell you. So I started recently, like, feelings, you know. I've been working so much and so hard to, like, actually feel them and get this understanding of their importance, because I won't hide. When I started just working with you, for many reasons, I had this idea that feelings are not important, and I couldn't understand the impact of them. I logically, with my head, mentally, I understood it. Not understood it, but I knew it because you told me and some of the articles and psychologists told me. But I'm like, I want to feel that. I want to feel why feelings matter. And I couldn't. So recently, and I guess it just was something what happened on January 1st. I was like, I woke up and I said, no matter what happens, I will do everything to be kind to myself in my own head. It's going to be challenging. I will have to actually do the work, face my demons, face the things I never wanted to face, accept the truth that I was avoiding. I'm going to do this because I cannot waste any more time. It's just so uncomfortable. And I started doing this. Sometimes it goes well. Sometimes it takes a lot of work. And it started working. And then I understood I could feel why feelings are important. Now, like everything you say, Dr. Nina, it makes so much sense. It always made sense, but always on different levels, you know, from different sides. And this time, I understood, of course, if people tell me, like Janie said, with their unsolicited comments about my weight, appearance, and whatever, or their jealousy, or like, you're so good at this. And it's not like a compliment, but more like, oh, bitch, you're so good at this. I hate you. I wish you never existed because you set a new standard. Well, what can I do? This is my standard. You don't have to follow it, but it would be nice if you just accept it, or if you don't accept it, don't say anything. So,
it sounds like you've come to the place of realizing that you can't change other people. You can't wake them up. You can't make them treat you differently, that you can't make them relate differently in the world. You can't make them do anything, and speaking to them or changing your body won't make them change. Nothing. You can't change other people. Other people have to want to change themselves, and coming to that place of realization that is, it may be painful, but realizing that as well as the necessity to give yourself what you have hoped to get from many of those other people and get it from the people who can give it to you makes all the difference in the world. Then you don't need food as a way of symbolically filling up loneliness or expressing anger or feeling uncomfortable or whatever it is. It sounds like you're really starting the year in a place of recognizing what reality is and coming to terms with it and being there for yourself instead of against yourself.
Yeah, and in my case recently, it was not maybe yes, feeling all of you said. For me, it was like when I had some emotional impact from other people, like abuse, slight abuse, passive aggressive. Sometimes I could notice this abuse, you know, because I grew up in an abusive environment. So some of the things, like, I don't know, many people would say, like, oh, those Americans, they always over exaggerate, but no. Even here, I see that we should exaggerate even more, like be attentive to ourselves and others. So I noticed that I overate and I binged whenever I felt uncomfortable, like when I had this emotional abuse, like when people told something, even such thing as unsolicited comment, like, oh, you're not married yet, where are your kids? Or like, oh, you lost weight, or you gained weight, or your hair is short, blah, blah, blah. Whatever, you know, people just say stuff. And then I just started cutting those people out. I think to Jamie's remark about the people who comment on her hair, on her weight, that she's too skinny, that they liked her brunette. People do that to me too. I was like, I actually wanted to text you this comment, but then I called. I'm like, but then I started thinking, but what's the point of communicating with such people? I mean, the communication is exchange of ideas, in my opinion, and finding something effective, or that goes for us to grow or just enjoy it.
Your voice is going in and out. Are you on a speaker or something? Voice
is it better now?
Yes.
Okay. So I was thinking, I started cutting these people out because what's the point of communicating with such people? It's as if I'm serving them as part of their illusion in their own head. So they cannot get out of their head, see outside world, see me as part of this world, that I'm different. I'm never going to be like them, like their particular specific type of brain. It's their perception. I cannot serve that. But if they're not ready to get out of their head and brain and like see me as much objectively as they can, but they want to fit me into their understanding of me or perception of me or whatever they think in their head. Do I need these people in my life? I don't want to serve as part of their illusion. Like, so I'm
taking your own side. You're taking your own side instead of expressing your pain by eating so much until you're in physical pain or uncomfortable or attacking yourself for being for eating instead of getting mad at them. You're really taking your own side.
Yeah, it works. I used to maybe be scared before to do so because I was thinking maybe I'm too picky, because that's what everyone used to tell me when I was growing up, like my family, everyone, like, oh, you're too picky. You're such a royalty. You're such a queen. Oh, look at her. She doesn't like this. She doesn't like that. I'm like, yeah, I don't like it. You want to eat trash? You want to get unhealthy? That's your choice. I don't want that. And don't impose your ineffective, for whatever reason, sick reality on me. If you cannot keep healthy, if you cannot make healthy choices, I really am compassionate about you and I'm sorry for you, but you don't impose your twisted reality, like distorted unhealthy reality on me. And you don't blame me for like trying to do things right, trying to be healthy. No. And this so hurts on make right choices, not only about food, but in life. It's already like a job by itself to wake up, because we have animal brain, like, which always wants whatever fear, eat, and like replicate. So when people add to that, I don't know how to handle the situation when people, I just leave them.
Well,
and find those people who are on my boat, maybe, or join their boat.
There are some people who are like that you cannot necessarily leave, especially if they are family members and you have to see them or talk to them, or it's a way of managing the relationship. But I just want to say you just did a very great job of exemplifying what it is to express anger and set boundaries. The boundary setting can be you have nothing to do with them. If it's a guy or someone or a friend who's treating you badly on a consistent basis, yes, it's often good to set a boundary with that person, because that person just makes you feel bad. That person may replicate familiar relationships from earlier in your life, make you feel bad, make you end up eating over it. And it's just a toxic situation for all. So eliminating or minimizing your interactions with that person is a good idea. Some people you cannot get rid of in your life, but you can learn new ways of managing them and setting boundaries with them. But I just, again, want to really honor you because we've seen how you were attacking yourself and binging on cakes and, you know, in the last several weeks. And to see you now come to that place of, wait a minute, it's not me I'm upset at. It's other people. It's how other people treat me. And I'm not going to let that happen anymore. That is a beautiful fantasy. Mm-hmm. And that is a great way both to start the year and to end our show since we are at that time. So thank you for sharing that. And it is great. It's great news that you're at this place of wanting to protect yourself from other people rather than change yourself so that other people will like you or want you.
Mm-hmm. And they never do. Like,
they never do. Yeah, and if they did, you don't want them anyway. Wait, you want people rejecting?
Dr. Nina, you're so right.
So great job, Carly Gash. Loud crowd applause for you.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry if I interrupted you.
Not at all. You did not. Loud crowd applause. There it is.
Thank you. Sending you hugs and wishing you the best.
Thank you, Carly Gash. Happy New Year. It's going to be a better year, 2021. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carly Gash. Thank you, everyone who is in the audience here on Instagram, and or you know, if you're not listening live to me now, maybe you're listening later. I'm here live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific here on LA Talk Radio and on Instagram. You can find me at dr.nina.psychoanalyst on Instagram, and you can listen later on LA Talk Radio, the app, or Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Happy New Year, everyone, and I'll see you next week. Bye for now.
To the Dr. Nina Show with Dr. Nina Savelle-Rocklin, only on LA Talk Radio.